This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's hump day.
How is it only Wednesday?
Oh, really? I felt like it got here fast.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No, I mean, my days have just been so packed that I feel like I've...
You know, I kind of do feel like we're just sitting here saying it's Monday.
No. I woke up this morning. I just didn't. I was like, oh, man, it's already Wednesday.
Yay.
Funny. That's funny. I'm sorry your week is dragging. That sucks.
Oh, it's
looks
not
like
dragging.
It's yesterday.
Busy as hell.
Oh,
what have you been up to, Vin?
Those seem like the fast weeks.
Yesterday, I had to go back to the dentist because the day before I'd had a dentist accident.
Yeah. You didn't talk about this on the air, but
I don't really want to talk about it on the air now either, but it was an accident and the lady didn't mean to, and I understand accidents happen.
It's better today.
But I needed to have the dentist look at the thing that happened to the tooth to make sure. First of all, I just wanted to be on the record so I could say, like, look, this wasn't...
Right. This wasn't me. This was you. I'm coming back tomorrow to show that this was
and
you.
And I made it fairly clear, as you know I can.
Huh. Scary.
Well, clear. I was just like...
Oh my God, that guy's gonna kill me.
I come to the dentist every 6 months so I don't have to come to the dentist.
Yeah.
Like, that's why
you're
I'm here.
So good about
I don't
want
to be here on a second day because of a mishap.
Right.
That's why I take care of my teeth, so I don't have... No offense, but I don't want to be here.
Right.
I got better to do.
Right.
So, everybody was in agreement. So I split and I get back to my place and I'm sitting down and I pick up my guitar and I start to play. My kid comes in.
Yeah, because you picked up the guitar.
Right. And she's got a piece of paper.
That's why I learned to be more quiet. Whenever you want Isla,
just do something that you know
pick up
she's
going to
be like,
yeah.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad, what you doing?
She's got a piece of paper in her hand. Can I ask you a question? I go, sure.
That sounds just like Vinny.
It does. I was thinking the same thing. I'm thinking, did Isla pick that up from Vinny or did Vinny pick it up from Isla?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
She got that from me. But anyway, she slaps this paper down on the desk. She goes, here's what we need to do. And I'm like, wait a minute.
We?
Yeah.
Where's the question? Because I don't know. That doesn't sound
You haven't asked me a question yet.
So I'm there's two circles and there's a square and I'm looking at this piece of paper and I'm like, yeah, we need two umbrellas, a table, and a bunch of blankets. And I'm like, why?
She's going to build a fort?
She got a fort going.
Well, we need to go outside and build a fort. And I'm like, honey.
Oh, it's only 100 degrees
it's
outside.
It's 100 degrees where I live. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know what it must have been in the East Bay. Holy crap.
I know. The inland valleys were over 100, 105 in some places.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, so I'm like, that's not happening. Yeah. I'm not getting under blankets and building you a fort out in the sunshine.
No.
On
unless
100
it has
degree
a
day.
Little AC unit, and then we might be able to talk about it.
So I'm like... I can see what's happening here, and I'm just like, all right, you want to go swimming? She's like, yeah.
Oh, funny.
So she played me.
Yeah. We can do this awful thing, or you can suggest something I actually want to do.
Right. So I go, okay, get your stuff together. We're going to the Bay Club. Go. Leave me be for 15 minutes so I can play my guitar, and then we'll split.
All right.
So
nice, Daddy.
We jump in the car, and we start heading to the Bay Club.
Yeah. Back over the hill for Daddy.
There's some kind of rollover accident.
Oh, no.
Which, unbeknownst to me, I don't even think to check because at this hour, this is the easiest time. It's like you just...
If there is an easy time.
You just...
It's the Bay Area. There's never an easy time.
I know.
Jet over. But I'm telling you, it's 15 minutes up when it's clear.
Sure.
Jet over. Go to the Bay Club. We'll swim for 2 hours and make it back for dinner at 6. What's the problem, right?
No problem.
a rollover semi blocked both lanes that direction and sent cars scurrying through every little vein out in those hills. And I'm assuming they never fixed the road damage because they don't want people doing that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So over the last two winters, as you know, we've had some doozies.
Mm-hmm.
Those roads have been destroyed and they're not fixed and everyone's out on they're essentially they're one lane roads and I can't tell you how many people were clogging these path to the point where you're going there's going to be 50 accidents thanks to this one rollover. There's no way there weren't.
Damage is done.
So I call the missus because now I'm like, oh boy, this is not good.
Turning out how I like.
This is going badly, and I can't check because I'm really on. I'm in the van, and I'm on a one lane road trying to pass people. Like I'm up on the.
But it's a minivan. You should be able to get around.
I'm up on the berm a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The missus checks. She's like, it's completely turn around. It's completely. It's not. They're not even letting. You're not going to get through. You won't get there. Mm-hmm. Turn around. And I'm looking at the road that I'm on going, it's not exactly going to happen. So I had to go, miles to be able to turn around and go back. And then at that point, I'm like, all right, we're going to the beach.
Mm.
And that's, you saw, I posted a photo of the beach.
You?
I'm like, we're going to the beach. Let's go.
Way to cool off, Dad.
Well,
it's cute to see you on
at
there
that
with her,
point,
her
what
in
the
background.
Heck? I couldn't go home without having done something.
No,
I was sweaty.
She's like,
gross.
You've ruined my day. You've eaten the best part of my day.
Forget about her. Dad needed to go get cool. I was like, oh.
I see it. Cute picture.
I am just hating right now. Mm. So we got to the beach. We had a blast. It was super good. We made some macaroni, her and I, which is easy, and she loves it. So.
Oh, did you eat at your apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Just her and I.
That's cute.
So when we got home, because Mom has, what do you have? What is that? FOMO?
Oh, fear of missing out.
Uh-huh. Mom does not like knowing that we went and had fun and that she was
stuck with the baby.
But when I came in, she was sewing.
Oh, she sent me a picture of the little bowl she made.
really?
She was sitting there sewing when we came in.
It's so funny. I just wish I lived closer to you. I really do. Like, I know me and Christina would be good friends.
Yeah,
like,
you would.
She just has I just enjoy her. I just enjoy her. I mean, there's something about her that's great. Like, she'll give me a little shy look once in a while, and we just have, a giggle. And, God, this whole sewing thing has just been... She's, I can tell she's super excited about it, but she doesn't want to be, too effusive, and it's great.
She's digging it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's...
She's getting her little... She sends me a picture of her new little desk with her thing set up on it.
She does have a desk. That's funny.
Like, oh, my God. I go, now you need a work table and a place to roll everything out. And where's your ironing board, girl? Come on.
She has all that set up in her
office.
So
good.
Yeah, if I could say something good about her, it would be that she's a good friend.
Yeah.
Like, she has a million friends. Not that I couldn't say 20 good things about her, but, you know, just when you... are around. She's got a million friends, and it's because she's a good friend.
Yeah.
So, you're right. And
we'd be good friends.
You gotta get out of there. Come on, man.
You know.
Move up to where civilization is. You live in the wilds. Mm-hmm. He lives out beyond the wall.
We live in a world where...
You live too far away from me. I agree.
It's totally. Not that easy.
Yeah, well...
We looked around here. Trust me.
Ugh.
I looked everywhere around here.
Still wish you would get in that place with the illegal unit. And
well, and you know what? That I said this on the air. It's a, you know, that was a principal thing where I felt it was uncool to go to the city and tell on these people and make sure I was going to get to keep the unit.
Right. Somebody did, I'm sure.
Because if they'd said, no, you can't keep the unit, then I'd have said, I'm not buying it.
Right.
And then that dude... Mrs. whatever, whoever owned it would have been screwed.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel okay doing that to them. Probably should have.
Yeah.
Now I drive 65 miles a day, one way.
Yep.
A day.
Well,
67.
When you get your Tesla. I was going to say 65. It's 75. Yeah. It's, you know, it's just sad that you're isolating me from her. It's, you know, it feels mean. Feels like you're out to get me or something.
Out to get you?
Yeah, I just love, you know, you've obviously designed your whole life, so I can't be part of your wife's life.
Yeah, that's what I did. I wanted to drive a lot. I've actually always disliked driving, so it's very ironic that...
I like driving.
No, I've never been. In fact, I've never been happier than at one point in my life. I lived in Cardiff by the sea. Uh-huh. I went to college in Cardiff by the sea. I had a job in Cardiff by the sea.
No car?
I surfed right there. one of my license suspensions happened during that period.
Well, that's
but it
handy.
Wasn't it wasn't that. It was that I lived in I had everything right. in this one area.
Dude,
there's nothing better.
I completely agree. It's so funny because I used to have this big, beautiful house on the hill with the view, and I was in the wild. I was beyond the wall. I was in your territory going the other direction. And now if I want to go to the supermarket, I put on my shoes and I walk to the supermarket. Mm. Like that is, I actually wish that Alice's studio was right by my house. Because then, I'd be here every day, all day.
Would you?
I'd never leave. Jane'd be like, please, Sarah, you've got to get out of here. I heard that, well, I don't want to say.
You heard what?
Something about, I don't want to say it on the air because I don't know if it's, I certainly don't think it's for public consumption. It's a company thing. Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't hear
that.
This. What
I,
is
I,
it?
I feel like you have heard it.
Yeah, you have heard it.
We'll say it off air.
Yeah.
Can you write it down? Because I'm not going to make it.
Here, I'm going to turn off the mics for 1 second.
Okay.
Take everything.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That thing.
You heard that?
Yeah.
I feel like we all heard that.
Yeah, we all heard that.
You know, I've been hearing things for the last 11 years. And, yeah.
Yeah, but there's action. stuff's happening.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is
a little
really
bit.
A
little bit. Yeah. So it's really good for everyone on the show except me.
Yeah.
It's
poor Sarah.
Yeah, I know.
Boo hoo.
I feel very bad for me.
Well, don't worry.
And it's funny too. I was thinking about moving up to Petaluma, and I'm like, well, I can't do that.
You
now.
Were.
Well, you find a good place
on the long list of things you think about.
I
when
do
it comes
think
to homes.
About a lot of things, Vinny. You are not wrong.
Something tells me, and this is maybe just a. But having your own studio in your home may play into a contract negotiation at some point down the road, I would
it
bet.
May. Well, it'll certainly be convenient if, like, I have a broken leg or something. Like, it's really hard for me to drive. I might have to just do the show from my house. It's not, but I will say this, as easy and convenient as it would be, because I know of other radios, lots of radio shows where somebody does not live anywhere near.
Right.
Yeah, and someone could be living in another state.
A whole nother state, yeah. And they act like they're there. There's something about this, us looking at each other's faces and being in the same room and being able to chat off the air.
Right.
Like, this is important.
I love seeing you guys every day.
Yeah.
I would not like to not see you.
Right. And to just hear a disembodied voice.
Yeah. I'd feel so disconnected.
I know. Listen, I'm sure we could make it work, but I agree with you.
Oh, we'd make it work all right. But I'll tell you what. As soon as you go in and have that change for you, I'd be like, Dad! My hand's up. That is not okay.
Imagine that if we just had a board up here and we were all piped in from everywhere else.
Oh, that would suck.
It would suck.
I mean, I get it.
I wouldn't ask for that. Unless, you know, I broke my leg or something. Broke my leg. Prince's favorite line from that song.
Yeah.
It's always talking about broke my leg.
Anyway, it was, the day ended well, but boy, what happened on 17 yesterday, it was almost like that, the time when the bank robber clogged up the road. And they'd shut it down they had everybody, it was like the mad scurry.
Right.
And it was too late. Everybody who thought they were ahead of the curve were all caught on
trapped
these
on those little
one-lane windy roads.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the trucks that went by me, I was thinking, dude, you're way too big. What are you doing out here? You're way too big to be out here.
Right.
And yet...
Well, I got to get
they
there.
Are,
I got to go. So.
Feel my fury. Ah, the guy's barreling down on you. You don't even, you just go,
I'll climb up the hill.
God!
Minivan, grab the treads. Grab the road.
Oh. Actually, I bought that van in particular because it's all-wheel drive.
Mm. Oh, see? There you go. Your minivan can climb mountains.
Well.
It's a mighty minivan.
It's not four, I mean.
The mighty mini.
Anyway. Mm. So, yeah, that's the day that we had. We ended the day eating some macaroni. Mm. She started to watch Aladdin, the new one.
Oh, right.
She loves it.
The live action one?
Yeah, she loves it.
Oh, good.
So whatever, you know, I didn't expect to like it and didn't really.
Yeah. There's a lot of fine movies for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Aladdin is fine. Even though, you know, I've never seen the live action one, but I like the cartoon one or whatever because my kids watched it. But there are some that are great. And they make the ones that are just fine seem like they suck.
Well, she doesn't know the Will Smith from Will Smith rapping days.
Right.
So as he's doing the Aladdin song or his genie song.
He never had a friend like me.
I'm listening to Will Smith the rapper and going, well, come on.
Right.
But she's in. All
good.
In. 100%.
That's good. Listen, and that's what's important because that is a movie for kids.
Right. So
and then, while all the grown-ups judge it, it's for kids. It's for
Dad
children.
Dad goes, all right, we're out of here. What? We don't have any dessert? I'm like, we're getting cookies on the way home.
You're such a good dad.
We had a cookie party.
Cookie party?
While Mom finished sewing.
Oh, sewing.
I talked to the missus for a few minutes on the floor in her sewing room. And then I went.
John, you know what's funny?
I'm leaving.
I'll be out there sewing and John will just come out with the guitar and he...
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah, he just sits in the chair and plays songs and I sing and sew.
Oh.
It's nice. That's why I like that you go in there and lay on the floor.
Well,
and talk
I mean, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to. So, stay for a minute.
Yes.
Relax.
Do you have an acoustic? You should have an acoustic.
I don't have an acoustic.
Sitting around. It's just nice. And you know what? Acoustics are a little bit harder to play than electric, and they make your fingers stronger. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're sitting right there. You don't need to plug in. You can just pick it up and go. Although, it's hard with little kids because it's right there, and they pick it up and go.
Yeah, I'm not. Right now, I just want to...
You got to hang it up high on the wall.
You
give
I can't,
up.
I never
you
get to play anyway.
You seem like you give
anyway.
Up.
I give up. Well, I mean, I told you, I picked up my guitar yesterday, and then I had... And that whole day was me trying to play guitar.
Yeah. Pick up my guitar and play.
I picked up my guitar, and then I found myself on a one-lane road on a 100-degree day on the side of a cliff.
Oh, my God, what fun.
Trying not to slide down the side of that thing. Crazy.
Yeah.
How was Deb?
Deb was great. We went and had a little lunch. And then you know what was funny? Speaking of traffic yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I hit none. And that never happens. So I drove down to San Bruno from here.
Yeah, you just took 101.
Took 101 down, mm-hmm. cut over on 380 and went home. I was home by 11:45.
What?
I know. I couldn't believe it. I was thinking to myself, Vinny might not be home yet.
You know, Deb's a trip because, so she comes in here on a 100-degree day. And I look her over and I'm like, long sleeves, a jacket, yeah. a ball cap, jeans, combat boots.
You know what, though? She's been burned by the city a few times.
Because
it'll be 85 and gorgeous where we live. And she is dressed for that. And then we go into the city and she's frozen because it's 60 and drizzly and foggy mm-hmm. here. And I think she had that in mind. I wish that she had said, what's it like there? She could have asked me.
Sure. And,
well, it's, you know, 80-something degrees. I think yesterday
San Bruno's warmer.
San Bruno was very warm. But she was fine, and she, you know, managed to strip off some of her. But as soon as we got home, it was funny. We both went in, bras off, shorts on, you know, to work. But
yeah, that's pretty hot. We got bras off.
Got to get the bra off. Oh,
right.
Get that effing thing off. Can't stand it. It's like it's like wearing a sweatband around your chest. God, I hate that thing so much. I hate it. Although I did get, I got a Gap bra with no underwires, and it's really comfortable. I've worn it every day since. I need to wash it at
and
some
good
point.
Support.
You mean yes. Gap, the clothing brand?
Gap, the clothing brand. Somebody
is there
sent
any
me a thing.
Padding in that?
It seems like it. Yeah, they're pretty padded. Uh-huh. I can do the padding.
Yeah,
but it just has like kind of a stiff band or a heavy band that goes around the bottom, and it's. So there's no underwire. It's nice.
Your cans are huge compared to the way they used to be.
They're C's now.
I know. Yeah. Listen, it's because I'm so fat. I'm going to...
No one called
myself.
You fat.
I called me
Your
fat.
Your cans are big.
You're not fat.
Thanks.
And it's not even... I'm not even saying that as a... Like, I liked your... The ones you showed me in Philly.
Oh, my God.
They were like A-cups.
Dreamer.
Yes. And they were gorgeous. They
were so
cute.
You know what's crazy about it, though, is I agree that they do look big in clothes, but when I stand in front of the mirror, I'm like, they're just not that big. I think the bra just, like, puts them all in front and...
That's what a bra's supposed to do,
I
right?
I guess so. And it has, like, a lot of padding on it. Yeah. Not a ton. This one actually doesn't have a ton, but...
It has a shape to it. You know, they're shaped. Like, I can reach my hand into this bra, and there's an inch of gap. Well, not at the bottom, but at the top there is. Whatever, boobs. So, yeah, we had a good day yesterday. Got a lot of work
boobs
done.
Boobs are cool. They are so cool.
Did these they make two
ladies
roll?
At the beach yesterday, these two ladies.
Do you like them big or small?
He likes them all.
I like them all. These two ladies, they're like, they appear to be best buddies. Maybe they're a couple. I don't know. But whatever. They're heading into the water together. And the water's...
freezing.
Well, it's warmer right now than it ever is, but it's still...
So it's just above freezing.
It's cold. I go in, but most people don't go in.
Right.
In fact, I was swimming at the time, but that I'm coming in back to the sand, and they're walking out. And I'm like, oh, look at these two brave ones. They go out there, and it's kind of breaking on the shore. It's kind of slamming, and they both try to take off on a wave and had the heaviest wipeout.
Up,
boobs out, sand everywhere.
No.
They just got demolished.
But the boobs were out.
But one of the girls' right boob came out of her swimsuit.
No.
And I was just like, oh, they really got annihilated. And I'm walking back and forth because I'm with my kid past their stuff. And at one point they go, that kid is so cute. And I start talking to him and I'm like, you guys had a pretty heavy wipeout, huh? And they're like, yeah, we're bleeding. Look, it's so awesome. They were so happy that they went for it and got, so they showed like some scratches from getting dragged along the bottom. They were pretty proud of themselves.
Mm-hmm. How old are these
gals? Would guess.
Legal.
Oh, no, I'm like 50.
Oh, they were older.
Oh, I was picturing young girls in bikinis.
Oh, no. Boosted, they were like 50 something.
All right.
And I was
old.
And I was actually
so they're old and decrepit,
so they are gals.
I feel bad cuz
it's like picturing 20-year-olds.
No.
Like Benny's at the beach and these two hot chicks with the boobs are jiggling coming at the water. That is funny. You've just totally revised my image of this picture. So I'm picturing them in, you know, those 20s bathing suits with the tankini thing going.
They were in big swimsuits. Surprising they came out of them, but that's the
seemed all strapped in.
The wipeout was heavy.
Wow.
Like I thought you really should not paddle. Oh boy, you're paddling for that. They both went at the same time.
No.
It just went boom.
Is they on boogie boards like, or something?
Nope, just tried to body surf it. Yep, just tried to take a couple paddles.
Well, they had an exciting day. You know, you don't have that many of those when you're 50.
When they flop out and show to the world.
Yeah, it's been a long time since one flopped out for me. Happened about 2 months ago.
Oh, how'd that happen?
I was taking my bra off on a Friday night with my friends Joe and Ariane, and so I was trying to be cool, like, you know, because we're sitting there and we're just joking, and it was hot. And
Friday night.
It's a Friday night. It's probably 10 o'clock at night.
10 beers in, or two.
I'm lit for sure. And I think my kid was sitting at the table too.
Oh, no.
This was horrible. So I have on just like a, you know, like these loose t-shirts that I wear, right? They're not super long and they're just, you know, there's a lot of give at the bottom. You know, I don't want anything too body hugging. So I take off, I'm like, oh my God, I have my bra on. This is ridiculous. So I pull off one shoulder and I pull off the other shoulder. So I'm going to pull it out. Mm-hmm. And so I get it undone in the back. And I go to just pull it out the bottom, but I pulled it, and the shirt, like, flipped up and catches on a boob. I'm like, oh, my God! And my son looks away, and my friends are like, oh, my God, we didn't just see that. So that's the last time it happened to me.
A couple months ago, though. That's
good. It was sometime this summer. Yeah.
All right.
I was like, oh, God, I did not just flash my best friends.
But
yes, I did. They brought it up a few times.
Have they?
Oh, sure. That's so funny. Joe goes, who are you going to take your bra off tonight?
I got $5. Like,
it's
I got
already
five
on
it.
Shut up. I'm not doing it.
Oh, that's.
And nice. Next time I'm going to pull it straight down. I don't know what I did. I just flipped the whole shirt up.
That is a fun story.
Oh, isn't it? It's so fun. Hey, you guys, tonight is the season finale of Big Brother. And the season premiere of Survivor.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, today's the 25th, right?
The night, yes.
Yep, it is.
So I think 8 to 9:30 is Big Brother. Right. 9:30 to 11 is Survivor.
Yeah.
So Vinny, set your alarm for early tomorrow. You're going to have to get up and watch. You're not going to be able to watch
oy,
it.
Oy, oy, oy.
I know. I'm psyched for Big Brother to be over. I'm so done thinking about that show. And Survivor looks great.
This show's ending with a thud,
no
in
doubt.
My opinion.
Ugh. Unless Nicole wins, I hate the show. And she's not going to win, so.
Right.
Just hate that Mickey dude. All right, KLOC, KLOC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Here's a song. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.